Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula, and we want to have a conversation about positive and negative affirmations. We did go into powerful affirmations that will change your life. However, we want to speak about them both, positive and negative affirmations. So with negative affirmations, you will constantly self-sabotage your own aspirations. Do not let yourself fall into a pattern where you are paralyzed by all the negativity and confusion in your life, because that is when you will become chronically depressed. Realizing the power of negative self-scripting and then banishing these negative affirmations and replacing them with positive affirmations can help you live a more fulfilling, happier life. When you are constantly thinking negative thoughts such as, this isn't worth it, I can't do this, or my least favorite, I'm not smart enough for this, or this is making me sick, you know, those are negative self-scripts. What are negative self-scripts? Negative feelings you have about yourself on a daily basis. Negative statements and comments made about yourself to others in a casual, everyday manner. Negative stereotypes or descriptions given to you by your family or peers, given to you when you were a lot younger, that still affect you today. Negative feedback you receive from your family, spouse, friends, or boss, which you apply to yourself and your beliefs. Negative self-images of yourself that include misconceptions about your body, looks, face, weight, hair, color, feet, or any other part of your physical being that you feel influences others' opinions of you negatively. Negative predictions about the future, yourself, your family, your relationships, your health. These will be your daily battles where you struggle to simply win each day. Denial of rewards for your goodness, hard work, and caring by not taking the time to enjoy the fruits of your labor before moving on. Or being afraid to relax and have fun because of fear of failure to achieve your goal. Negative assessments you or others have made about you, your skills, your intelligence, your ability, creativity, or common sense. So the consequences of negative affirmations? Number one, excessive need for the approval of others. That's the like buttons everybody need. Number two, lack of self-esteem. Number three, immobilization. You're stuck. Four, negativity. Five, pessimism. Number six, self-pity. Number seven, cynicism. Number eight, depression. So let's talk about positive affirmations. A positive affirmation can be defined as a positive statement that is repeated many times in order to influence you at a subconscious level. When your subconscious mind absorbs an idea, it leaks out positive actions and you begin to see real-time results. For an affirmation to make a positive impression on your subconscious mind, the affirmation must be high energy and said or mentally said with interest. With interest, conviction, certainty, and attention. There must be an obvious desire for the words to ring true, for it to have a profound impact on the subconscious mind. If you have any questions regarding the nature or effectiveness of positive affirmations, imagine yourself in the following situation. You and your friends are trying out a new game and no one is doing very well. Everyone laughs it off, but you decide that you should seriously attempt to do well at the game. You say to yourself, I can do this. I can do this. And perhaps some other phases to get yourself feeling positive about the experience. The effect on your performance is therefore positive. It's that easy. So what are the main purposes of practicing daily positive affirmations? And we spoke about positive, powerful affirmations in another conversation. So we're going to speak briefly here. So some of the main purposes of practicing daily positive affirmations, it counters negative self-script and negates the effect. Period. It counters. So if you always talking negative about yourself, if you're practicing daily positive affirmations, you're actually correcting the negative self-script that you give yourself. It negates the effect of it. Also, you will free yourself of being dependent on others' feelings, opinions, or attitudes about you for your own happiness. It allows you to visualize a new order and sense in your life. You are responsible for your own emotions and your own situation. You let yourself change and move on to a better life. You can let go of emotional baggage that is keeping you from achieving your goals. So, why and how positive affirmations work? How do they work? Again, by thinking of positive affirmations as true and by saying them out loud with conviction and energy, you are sending the message to your subconscious mind that what you are saying is in fact true. If your subconscious mind is deeply ingrained with an opposing message, there will be resistance. If there is little resistance and the subconscious mind is vulnerable to the message, then the affirmation will stick and take effect more naturally. With continually daily practice with positive affirmations, you can chip away even the toughest resistance. Once you have broken through all resistance, your subconscious will be forced to re-examine the core belief and the patterns you've been attempting to implement. This can be a pleasant surprise when the subconscious finally identifies the faulty belief and replaces it with positive inner truth. That's powerful. And it can be done. So which affirmations will work and how long does it take? There are ways to predict which affirmations will stick more easily. You can actually tell by your initial reaction to saying the affirmation. If you feel good saying it and a positive energy is generated, then it will probably manifest more or less immediately. If you are immediately overwhelmed with a sense of doubt, or you feel strongly that you are lying to yourself, then that belief will probably take a little more persistence to correct. As for how long the process will take, it depends mostly on you and your willingness and readiness to change. If you are prepared to fully embrace change and heal your old wounds and start on a new life, the process can be instantaneous and the results can be magnificent. If you are more reluctant, however, you may find you may have a long journey ahead of you. Whatever the case, remember that you can get through anything as long as you keep your thinking positive and your reliance upon your own shoulders. No one else, your own shoulders. You can do this. We can do this. We want to keep positive affirmations at the forefront. And when you have a negative self-script about yourself, if it comes up in your mind, just change it. And the more you change it with the positive affirmations, it will soon be banished from your thoughts. It won't even come up again. Thank you guys for joining this conversation on positive and negative affirmations. I hope you enjoyed it. Peace.